Down.
Oh. 3, 2.
Oh, why am I always 2?
1, 0.
But you have to rip out.
My life. Woo. Story.
Here we go again.
We are here.
Again.
Welcome to Washington, D.C. You're at Ground Zero.
Back in the war room.
Woo!
Man, it's getting crowded in here, yeah. Dr. John.
Holy
crazy.
Hi, I'm your host, Dr. John, and I'm here with...
R.T. Mow 'em Down Madness.
The D-Man.
And the Ripper.
How's it going this week, guys?
Pretty good, Dr. John. We're going to do some news views and real-time reviews of Warzone 2100, a real-time strategy by design.
Whoa, by Pumpkin Studios and IDOS Interactive. What else are we looking at?
I'm going to take a look at Myth 2 Soul Blighter.
All
Dr.
Right,
John,
some real-time Bungie. Strategy. Yeah, Bungie. Some really
sharpen
nice...
your arrows.
So it looks like it's real-time strategy week, guys. So stay tuned for the next edition of...
Round Zero. Where Ripper is my hero.
And I'm a dead man.
He gonna tell you what's going on.
If you listen to his real-time review, he'll tell you what to do. He's got
man.
Some tips if you want to be hip.
Woo!
So stay tuned.
I'm Archie Madness, I'm gonna mow him down. You be gladness, the Ripper don't stand a chance now.
All back,
Ripper! I seen his bones!
He's gonna die.
July 3rd, 1863, Little Round Top.
Calm down, Sergeant. What is it? What is it, Sergeant Kilroy?
It's Kilrain, General.
Kilrain, Kilroy, what the hell is the difference? Tell me, what have you got to report?
That I've got a lot of killing and raining upon us, General. The whole Confederate line is moving up our left
What's
flank.
All that noise? Sergeant, is that... Are those the Confederates coming this way?
That's right, General. The whole army's becoming unhinged.
Get
what do Zooks, we do?
What are we going to do, Sergeant?
What do we do, General?
I'm becoming unhinged.
No, General, we're becoming unhinged. We need a plan now, General.
Hinge, wait a minute, Sergeant. Hinge, that gives me an idea. Hinge, like a door, will swing down upon them. We'll crush the rebels like flies. That's what we'll do.
That's brilliant, General. We'll just
Fix
let me
bayonets,
remind you.
Gentlemen.
The whole Union Army
make like a door
upon this plan.
And close. Forward.
Oh, my.
Forward, Christian soldiers.
Charge the general. He's got the flag. Kill the Ripper. Ripper comes marching home again. Hurrah, hurrah. He'll have none of his bones left. Hurrah, hurrah. They won't have an eye when saying goodbye. The Ripper, there he will lie when the Ripper marches.
Oh my. Forget it, guys. Forget it. This isn't gonna work.
Not gonna work.
This is awful.
I told you.
All right.
Kilrain, we
drank
all
the
whiskey, General.
We need to do a skit, guys.
Gone.
Have another.
Okay, guys. Snap out of it.
Oh, we've seen the death and the bones
Ripper,
of the Ripper.
Ripper.
All right. Well, what do you want to do then? You want to do another recording instead?
No.
Hometown ladies love the Ripper.
I don't know.
Fell out of his zipper.
I don't know, Dr. John. What do you think? Research, Dr.
Research.
John.
Don't we need some more R&D?
R&D. I like that idea.
You know? So we can
All right.
Inside.
What do you want to play?
Warzone 2100.
2100.
Multiplayer.
Options.
Welcome, everyone, to our real-time review of Warzone 2100. Who buy it? Pumpkin Studios and IDOS Interactive.
That's right, Dr. John. Here we are in the war room, engaged in another multiplayer real-time strategy action.
And what a crowded war room it is.
Hey, hey.
This game's kind of a combination of Myth, Command and Conquer, and Total Annihilation, Dr. John.
Exactly. I love it. I actually think this is a fun game. It's got some quirks that kind of irritate me, like the research, but we'll get into that in a minute.
A little head-to-head battle.
First, I'm going to attack.
RT and Doc.
That's right. I've had some time to establish a defense. Doc's going to come down the hill off the high ground, try to take my fortresses, but I've had a little surprise for him. Done a little research and put up some towers and going to surprise the Doc.
Well, the Doc is ready for towers. Woo! We got siege cannons. We're coming up with some mortars.
How much of your life have you devoted to your research, RT? Doc?
A little too much, Doc.
A little too much. One of the interesting, I guess, differences about this game and the reason they have the motto of strategy by design
Lighten
is because you design your own weapons from spare parts lying around the battlefield, I guess. But you basically pick the chassis and the propulsions and the turrets with what kinds of weapons are on them.
What you hear is this front line being decimated, destroyed from my strategy.
Oh, Battle Group 1. I got 4 Battle Groups.
You'll never make it.
You even have to research the weapons before you can design them.
Well, exactly. You got to go out and collect artifacts and design weapons based on the artifacts you find after you research them. So if you guys don't like micromanagement in your real-time strategy, forget this game.
Some amazing weapons, Dr. John.
Well, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. It's a little tedious, you know, with all the worrying you have to do.
I say RT's done his homework.
Oh, thanks, the Ripper. I had a little practice. But I must tell you, sometimes, you know, Dr. John and I have had some differences over how fast certain things can be rebuilt. But, you know, if you keep coming down, keep pecking away, he proved last game that he could bust right through with enough tenacity.
Oh, he's coming through that narrow pass, RT. That looks like an easy target shoot. Well, I say quack, quack, duck.
Is that his first wave?
Dead center.
Is that all you got, Doctor?
One of 4 waves.
4 waves, Dr. John.
And gnarly bud.
What about the camera view, Dr. John? Talk about how you can rotate.
Get that jacket.
I do like those energy weapons you're using,
though. You're prepared to die, Dr. John.
Meet your maker.
Woo, here he comes. Wave after wave of tanks.
The city of slaughter.
Those towers.
Hey, Dr. John, how come yours aren't firing?
They're firing.
I don't have to do nothing. I just sit here and watch the destruction.
Looks like the RT's holding strong.
Oh, Dr. John, you got to go around the other side of the mountain.
Yeah, I can send a side attack if I need to later.
Machine gun towers, pillboxes, tanks with flamethrowers, machine guns, cyborg.
Oh, right.
Irritating.
He's trying his mortars from a long distance.
Those are my siege cannons.
But I have some too, Dr. John. I got a little surprise for you. Uh-oh. Well, folks, he still hasn't broke the front line yet. The action is hot and heavy.
He's trapped in a narrow path.
I guess one of the interesting things about this game is, like Myth 2, you can rotate the 3D view. So that comes in handy if there's a mountain in the way.
No, folks, he's not making it.
John, there's no way you're going to make it through that pass.
Not the narrow pass.
He's pushing you back.
But what do you bet the graphics, Dr. John, and the animation?
The graphics are good. The animation can be a little cheesy at times, but it's cool. If you set a tank on fire, it rolls along burning. For as far as games like this go, it's less cheesy than usual. You know, these games are known for cheesy animation.
The neatest thing about this game, Dr. John, is all these weapons and troops learn and get better and better.
They do. That's right. And that's true of Myth 2 Soul Blighter also. As the troops, the more kills they have, the better they get at aiming and shooting and that sort of thing.
Well, folks, there's not much for me to do right now because we've kind of designed this as a defend strategy. So I just designed an intelligent defense, and there's actually probably no way that Doc's going to get through at this moment.
Oh, no. Never.
All right, guys. Well, enough of that nonsense. What do you think about this game? I mean, how do you rate it?
I'd rate it as a menace, Dr. John. A fun scale, a 5 smiley faces.
Oh, 5 all the way, Dr. John.
Well, I'll give Warzone 2100 about 4.5 out of 5 smiley faces on the fun factor.
We've been waiting for something like that for a long time, Dr. John.
That's right.
Quite a challenge.
If you compare it to something like Total Annihilation, the 3D is significantly better. I mean, it definitely
absolutely.
It definitely has
on the hills and up in the valleys.
An essential 3D element to the strategy for the game. So, and I love the way you can, like in the city games, you can blow up the buildings and clear out some room.
Well, the whole game's too much for me, Dr. John. It takes me a long time to control that many thousands of people.
You're coming along quite nicely.
I'm past phase one.
But guys, let's bring in the next, the new rating system. The would I buy it and how much would I pay for it rating system.
What type of limit would you put on that,
Dr. John? Well, that'll be a $50 limit, so it's 0 to 50 scale there. And what would you give this one, D-Man?
Well, Dr. John, because of the immensity of this game, I think I'd probably pay about $45, $40 for it, tops.
And
I hate to spend money on games.
We're excluding tax, Ripper.
Okay. Nice. I suppose I'd spend $40. Depends what kind of week I've got. So thanks for joining us on our
same here.
I'll give this a 45 out of 50 on the would I buy it, how much would I pay for it.
What did it cost, Dr. John?
Well, where's the box?
Deploy, destroy.
There you go.
We got it
box
here.
Box says $44.99.
That's right.
You get what's behind door three, Johnny.
Great.
Well, thanks for joining us on our real-time review of Warzone 2100.
By Eidos.
And Pumpkin Studios.
Pumpkinhead.
Design, world, deploy, John. Destroy.
We'll let you know how it turns out.
Welcome to News and Views, everyone. I'm Dr. John, and I'm here with...
The Ripper.
Hi, everybody. I'm the Madness.
Hey, guys. What the heck is going on?
A lot of new things, Dr. John. A lot of new things. Gaming system, gaming's at an all-time high.
Talk about all-time high.
I saw speak English, please, Mr. Madness.
Oh, gee.
Great games coming out right
great
now.
Great games.
We got, what are we playing now a lot, guys? Warzone 2100.
Beavis and Butthead, do you?
No, that one we aren't playing. What
Myth
else?
Myth 2, Soul Blighted, Dr. John.
Warzone 2100.
And Tribes. Playing lots of Tribes.
Tribes.
Somebody say Wargasm.
Yeah, been flashing back to the good old Wargasms.
Star Wars.
See, we tried this Aliens versus Predators, Dr. John.
Yeah, we got the demo of that. That's pretty good. I don't know. It's some...
I scratched the Ripper's eyes out.
I like Tribes better, personally, but we're going to be doing a whole bunch of real-time reviews coming up. We're going to be doing Super Bike Championship by EA Sports.
Oh, get me back on the track, Dr. John.
And let's see. Fighter Squadron. Screaming Demons Over Europe by Activision.
That's right, Dr. John.
That's right, Dr. John.
Activision, our good friends over there.
And Falcon 4 by MicroProse. Ooh. That's a bit old, but we're
going to
do that
4.
Anyway.
Dr. John, nobody flies those things anymore.
I know, but we'll be doing Tribes also and X-Wing Alliance by LucasArts. You guys played any of that Fighter Squadron by Activision yet?
That's right, Dr. John. I played it, and, you know, I found it amusing at first being able to run around from different turret to turret in the fighter pilots, but then I'm in the bomber, but then it was frustrating because
sure
they only
was.
Sent two planes at me and I could hardly shoot at it.
Well, you can't even see them. They're little gnats buzzing around and
you
can't
Rip?
Even hardly see them. Maybe
so
that's realistic,
ago.
But it's no fun.
Seems like it was a World War II ago.
It was yesterday, Ripper. What have you been putting in that mic?
Sunday. It's my day of rest.
I was really looking forward to that game, folks, but it's really kind of a disappointment. We're going to be doing a real-time review of it soon, but
Don't
run out and buy
John,
it yet.
When you're disappointed, I'm disappointed.
It's not worth the money at this point, but I did find one British plane. I was in the back pod and had a quad, I guess 30-millimeter cannon, which was pretty cool to shoot. But once again, it only gives you one plane to shoot at, which is ridiculous.
Yeah,
you know?
No, it should. It's nothing like European air war where there's a swarm of stuff in the sky.
Swarms, bullets, all over
tracers,
like that.
Everywhere you look, Dr. John.
That's right, Dr. John.
Well, it looks like the record's scratched.
And what else? What else have we been playing a lot of?
Team Fortress, Dr.
A little bit
John.
Of Team Fortress, some on the internet, some here on the local area network. That's definitely fun. I'm kind of liking Tribes a little bit more right now, just because it's a little more interesting.
Still learning, Dr. John.
Tribes is cool. It's got a lot to learn, but each time you learn something else, it opens up a whole new wave of enthusiasm for the game, actually. Nice little tidbits we keep discovering.
Yeah, and I mean, as far as games that I initially thought were fun but not as great as I had hoped. Warzone 2100 is actually turning out to be quite a lot of fun once you get used to all the...
The research.
The nitpicking little details, and there sure are a lot of details. But once you get the hang of it, it's actually a very awesome, full-featured, real-time strategy game.
Oh, yes, but it will engage you for hours. Be prepared
just
to
getting,
play it.
Just getting to figure out all the commands and everything else.
How about it's that worth Kingpin, it. Dr. John?
Kingpin? Looked at the demo. What did they call that? Salty language? Whew!
Hide the women and children.
We called that something else in my
poor
house.
Susie Q.
It's bad, Dr. John.
Oh, man. No wonder they're getting the senators down on violent games.
Right.
I could see senators having a field day on that game.
I was shocked, Dr. John. Shocked.
Appalling.
Appalled.
Where's Paul anyway? But what else? What old games are we still playing and finding true return play value in? Not too many.
Not many, Dr. John. You took them off the computer.
Well, not all of them. There's some oldies up there. Battlezone is up there. Nobody's playing it.
Nobody plays it, though.
You know, Jane's World War II Fighters is up there. Nobody's playing it. Sin, Shogo, they're all up there. Nobody's playing them.
Well, Dr. John, that's because we've got the whole new influx of great new games that require...
Well, there are, and there's a bunch coming out, aren't there?
Yes. It's amazing.
I'm waiting for those real-time strategy games, Dr. John.
Command and Conquer Tiberian Sun? Can
waiting
you wait?
For it.
Just a
for
month or two, maybe?
Since we opened, Dr. John.
I know. A year and a half ago. We were playing Command and Conquer back then. Heavy duty, and that was in the demo. They had a little demo of Tiberian Sun that came with the original game. We were like, wow, great, maybe that'll be out in a few months. 2 years later.
I've gotten gray hair since then, Dr. John.
And we're going to institute a new rating system, folks, for our game reviews.
No, that's the one.
This is the, but would I buy it ranking system. And
how much would I pay?
That's right, how much would I pay to get that game? So after
would we
play it.
Would we go to the Ripper bin for the really trashy ones, Dr. John?
Oh, I don't know, Ripper. We don't usually stoop that low.
You mean low like a snake's belly, Dr. John?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in other words, after we do the smiley face, which is how much fun it is to play, then we're going to do the how much would I pay for it ranking, which will basically go from 0 to 49.95. And, should be interesting, because there's a big difference. Sometimes a game is a lot of fun, but you wouldn't shell out more than $29 for it.
What would you shell out for Snow Bunny there, Dr. John?
That's a different question. But, for example, I would pay... Oh, I'd probably pay $45 for Warzone, 2100. And I'd probably pay $40 to $45 for Tribes.
Yeah, but if you're desperate, how much would you pay for a wargasm, Dr. John?
That's another story, too.
You're tanked, aren't
you? So, on that note, thanks for joining us.
Here's
news and views.
News and some obnoxious reviews.
Can you bear
here
with
in the
us
war room.
Some moments.
Yeah, all right.
When Ripper comes marching home again, ha ha, ha ha. He'll be all alone again, ha ha. Ha ha, he'll have no legs, he'll have no arms. Ripper will have just charm when we know he'll be blown away again. Blown away again.
Welcome everybody to our real-time review of Myth 2, Soul Blighter.
Blighters.
Here in the war room.
How you guys doing?
Bungie.
Pretty good, Dr. John.
Yeah, by Bungie. It's a pretty good update to the original real-time strategy game set in Sword and Sorcery Land.
Casualty.
What do you guys think of this game?
It's really great, Dr. John. Lots of good weapons.
Oh, yeah. The best part is the 3D terrain and the 360-degree rotatable view, unless you're like Madness.
Well, Dr. John, sometimes I have a problem with that, Dr. John. Getting used to this rotating camera and the mouse can be quite awkward.
Dizzy miss
it does get a little confusing at times, but it can be a great advantage
casualty.
When you want to see around a hill.
Kind of stuff just comes out.
All right, guys, attack. Attack. Kill.
Casualty.
Well, I'm set up there, Dr. John. I don't see.
I think we call it our classical
casualty.
Two defensive standoffs,
that's
Dr.
right.
John.
D-Man, are you in a defensive position there?
Well, actually, I'm moving forward, Dr.
Excellent.
John.
Excellent.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess, you casualty. Know, this is a pretty forward. Standard real-time strategy game, except some nice twists. Like the individual team members of your group learn as they hack the enemy to bits, they get better and better.
It's an incredible way to play.
The train probably looks about the same, maybe a little bit better than the first version.
Oh, Dr. John, give me those archers on a hilltop.
Oh,
hit
yeah.
that special key and
oh,
flaming
yeah, and a couple
arrows
of dwarves
down
about halfway down the hill.
Flaming arrows,
oh,
huh?
Yeah. Flaming yeah. arrows are great.
Wow.
I think the most fun about this game is trying to figure
Where are
out
they going, Demon?
How to make use of Look things like the archers yeah. and the dwarves without destroying your own army in the process. It's really irritating at first, but after a while it becomes sort of an art where you learn
art.
How to pull things out of the way just in time. As you retreat and fire at the same time.
Isn't that kind of a micromanagement, though, Dr. John?
Well, not as bad as some, and there's certainly no resource management in this game.
That's true. That's a relief.
There is, Dr. John. There is life, and there is death.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you start out with your
and
group,
and in these
and
words I speak is the truth of men.
Now, they've made some really nice additions to the multiplayer version of this game, where you get to do capture the flag and a couple of other things. All quite fun. We've been playing those, and it's a nice twist on the regular old strategy game. Oh, my gosh. We've got a battle ensuing here, folks.
It's coming in.
Coming in. You look like you've got some dwarf problems here.
Casualty.
Pardon my sword.
Uh-oh, Dr. John. I'm having trouble rotating this camera again. I'm going the wrong way.
Casualty.
Hey, says Magnus.
Take that, you ghoul.
Oy vey, says the Ripper.
Casualty.
Bring those archers to bear, Madness.
I'm trying.
They're being wasted back there.
Mine just got wasted, Dr. John.
Yeah, well, I notice a lot of blood on the battlefield over there, D-Man. Is that... Man, they're just coming fast and furious with those Molotov cocktails or whatever they throw.
I'm trying to move the dwarfs up.
Casualty.
Here we go.
Casualties.
Good dwarf hit. Look out. Look out. Look out. Another good hit.
Look at the blood and guts, Dr. Gunn.
Yeah.
Dr. Gunn.
I'm having to retreat. I got a lot of bad health here.
A lot of bad
health. No, retreat. Advance.
Take vitamins.
Advance.
I gotta get the archers.
The archers are running to their death.
They're gone.
Yes.
Where are they? Hey,
you've got one archer left there, D-Man.
I'm in
folks,
big trouble.
This
here,
is the
buddy.
Messiest battlefield you've ever seen. There are limbs and body parts everywhere.
I gotta retreat.
Yeah. That's right, Dr. John. I
He's
got
gonna
the
need
help.
Club Med after this.
Club he's, dead, Dr. John?
He's in bad shape. Ooh, more death. Ooh.
Ooh. All right.
I think D-Man's just about finished off now.
No.
The Madness has done a rather thorough job. Oh, wait a minute. He's coming back. He's coming back.
Casualty.
So what do you guys think? What do you rate this game?
Oh, it's pretty fun, Dr. John. If I could get used to the darn camera.
Oh, that bomb didn't go off.
There are duds. There are definitely duds with the bombs.
I got nothing left but hackers.
Well, hackers are good. Send some hackers.
But I have fun, Dr. John. Put the archers in the right spot.
It takes some practice to get good at this game, but it's no different than any other real-time strategy game in that you have to match your units properly. You have to put them in decent formations. You have to use the 3D terrain properly. And you just got to be patient.
Dud.
The bombs are
What's with
off.
That? The bomb didn't go off, Doc.
There's some dud bombs out
Woo!
There, I'll tell you.
Oh,
it's very frustrating.
Like I tell Ripper Jr., Dr. Woo! John, casualties. Practice makes perfect.
Casualties.
If not dead.
Casualties.
Get him, get him,
well,
get him.
I'll rate this game. Oh, I'll give this
my
one.
My hacker got him.
Casualties.
I'll give this a 4.5 out of 5 smiley faces. What about
yeah, that's
you guys?
Right, Dr. John, 4.5.
I don't know. It just
still
there's something
some
short on, you know. Give me a tank. I could run over that little dwarf.
I understand completely. Casualty. Tanks are easier to deal with.
I don't like it. I got annihilated.
Give me a chain gun, if you know what I mean.
But nonetheless, it has all the elements of a real-time strategy game. The use of 3D terrain is quite nice.
Casualty.
And I'll say that if you like real-time strategy games, you should like this one because it's really extremely well done.
Casualty.
Single-player missions are good, too. I've gone most
Casualty.
Of the way through the game.
Not me, Dr. John.
It's tough, but you can do
there.
It. All right, guys, well, that's about it. The D-Man's finished off.
Now he's got three or four guys there, Dr. John. Make the IT chase it through the hills.
Oh, I'm not chasing anybody.
Don't give him the satisfaction. No one.
He can't win until he knocks them all out.
Take them away. Dodgers are coming.
Thanks for joining us on our real-time review of Myth 2 Soul Blighter by Bungie.
All right.
Retreat. Retreat.
Killer Rabbit.
Advance.
He's running like a dog.
Advance.
Fall back.
I'm done here. Now.
I want to thank you all for joining us again at Ground Zero. Tune in again next time for more news, views, and of course our own real-time reviews. Upcoming real-time reviews include Superbike World Championship by EA Sports and Fighter Squadron Screaming Demons Over Europe by Activision. So we'll see you then, folks. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. John.
No legs, he'll have no arms. Ripper will have just charm. When we know he'll be blown away again, blown away again.